In this bulletin, the first coronavirus vaccines to be rolled out in Australia as early as next month. The United States Congress reconvenes after storming by a pro-Trump mob, and mandatory mask wearing expected at sporting events in New South Wales. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The first coronavirus vaccines will be rolled out in Australia as early as next month. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says 4 million Australians, including the elderly and healthcare workers, are expected to be vaccinated for COVID-19 by the end of March. The Therapeutic Goods Administration is expected to grant approval to the Pfizer vaccine later this month, with other vaccines to follow. But Mr. Morrison is reminding Australians COVID-safe measures must continue to be followed throughout the year.
Vaccination is not a silver bullet. Once the vaccination starts, COVID-safe practices do not end. They continue. COVID-safe practices will be a 2021 lived experience, but this will add a very, very significant further defence and offence, I should also say, in combating the virus here in Australia and around the world.
Medical experts are preparing advice for the Prime Minister and Premiers on how to manage a UK strain of the coronavirus ahead of a national cabinet meeting tomorrow. Let's go overseas now. And the United States Congress has reconvened its election certification of President-elect Joe Biden after a pro-Trump mob stormed the Capitol. At least four people have died during the storming by hundreds of President Donald Trump's supporters who were attempting to overturn his election defeat. Congress has resumed counting Electoral College votes to certify President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the 2020 election, as residents of Washington, D.C. remain under curfew for the night. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, speaking as the Senate reconvened, says democracy will triumph.
Now, January 6th will go down as one of the darkest days in recent American history. Today's events did not happen spontaneously. The president who promoted conspiracy theories that motivated these thugs, the president who exhorted them to come to our nation's capital, incited by his words, his lies. Today's events certainly would not have happened without him.
And social media platforms Twitter and Facebook have suspended the accounts of United States President Donald Trump for appearing to support violence at the Capitol. Twitter says President Trump's account will be locked for 12 hours after he repeatedly violated the platform's civic integrity rules. The platform says the removal of Mr. Trump's tweets are a result of what it calls the unprecedented and ongoing violent situation in Washington, D.C. Let's go back to local news, and Queensland is on high alert for community transmission of coronavirus after a cleaner at a quarantine hotel tested positive for the virus. Contact tracers are now tracking the movements of the cleaner, who worked at the Hotel Grand Chancellor on January the 2nd. The woman from Alcester travelled on the public rail network to and from Brisbane's inner city and Southside. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is reminding anyone with symptoms of coronavirus in the surrounding suburbs to get tested immediately. And Victoria's mystery case, who attended the Chadston Shopping Centre and Australia-India test, has been linked to New South Wales's Northern Beaches cluster. Premier Daniel Andrews says health authorities are still unsure as to how it spread from Sydney to Melbourne. The state recorded zero locally acquired coronavirus infections today for the first time in over a week after more than 32,000 tests. Premier Daniel Andrews says he will advocate for more frequent and widespread testing of staff at tomorrow's National Cabinet meeting.
We need to test our staff every day, or at the very least, multiple times per week. But I'm very confident that the fact that we are testing, we're close to 35,000 tests in hotel quarantine staff alone, we think that is exactly the right thing to do. It's just a matter of doing what must be done, particularly in light of these very infectious strains coming out of the UK. and indeed some other parts of the world.
Turning to sport, and masks will be made mandatory and crowd capacity reduced to 25% at A-League games in New South Wales, in line with the Sydney Test cricket match. Spectators at the Sydney Cricket Ground Test today were required to wear masks. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says similar requirements will be imposed on major sporting events this week. Let's turn to tomorrow's weather. Hot again for Perth, the top of 41 degrees. Sunny in Adelaide, 32. Fine weather for Melbourne as well, 25. Much the same for Hobart, 24 for you. Partly cloudy in Canberra, 23. In Wollongong, cloudy as well, 21. Sydney, partly cloudy, 23. Much the same for Newcastle, 24. A couple of showers about for you in Brisbane, 26. Showers with a possible storm, 33 in Cairns. And in Darwin, much the same, 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for more analysis of what's happening in today's news, as well as special features, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.